Ashley Rios, thank you so much for joining us on The Good Word. So I told you a little bit about the podcast. It's a faith-based podcast here at Fox 5 DC, and it's really awesome because we delve into the intersection of faith and life and faith and work. And for you, faith and Hollywood.
Yes.
Which is an not necessarily a topic that we discuss very often, but it is an important topic. And I have to tell people how we met in passing and how this has come full circle. So I actually met you very quickly in passing. You were starring in a film called Sinners Wanted that's taped here in D.C. And it's a faith-based film,
yes.
A Christian film. So, and you were the leading lady.
Yes.
And so we'll get to that in just a moment. But first and foremost, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I am super excited.
Let's talk about how faith has essentially shaped your career and the roles that you choose to take on.
Yes. So faith in general is super important for me. Ever since I was a little girl, I can still remember, you know, going to church with my grandparents and, you know, the smell of my granddaddy's Cadillac and the leather, you know, kind of burning my legs on the seat in the summertime. So it was instilled in me very, very young. And it's something that I hold, you know, super dear to me. And so with being, you know, an actress and understanding that there's so many different stories to tell and so many different, you know, kind of lives and things like that, that I want to impact. It's my faith is something that I've always kind of kept with me because it's important, to kind of be able to hold on to that in a business that doesn't always, you know, recognize and honor it.
It's interesting you mention in a business that doesn't always recognize and honor it, really in a business that just doesn't typically embrace
right.
Faith. And, you know, as a Christian actress, yes. This is something that you grew up with, something that was ingrained in you.
Yes.
What are the challenges? Because I'm sure you get scripts and I'm sure you get opportunities that you have to say no to because it doesn't align with whether it's your moral compass, whether it's your faith-based compass or even your Christian compass. What's the biggest challenge?
I guess the biggest challenge is being able to, you know, kind of still tell the story, but without compromising my own morals or values or faith. So, you know, as an actor, it's very important for me, you know, with any character, kind of the number one rule is to not judge the character. And so what it helps is for you to really find the humanity in others. And so it may be something that makes you afraid and it might be something different that makes me afraid, but the common denominator is that we both know what it feels like to be afraid. So I think it's very important for all the stories to be told. I just think that it's how we tell them that becomes kind of the challenge or the balance, right? Because whether you're playing, you know, the mother of Jesus or a prostitute, these are still people whose stories need to be told. So personally, I would prefer to be able to tell the story without, say, you know, too much over-sexualization or exploitation or things like that when it comes to, you know, me still being a woman and my body and things, you know, things like that. That's kind of where it's like the most difficult.
So I have a 2-year-old daughter.
Okay.
And I think it's so important for her to see people, especially women who look like her,
yes.
in positive roles,
yes.
and in a positive light. I think that's so, so important. I can't state that enough. What do you attribute to the resurgence of, it seems like, the popularity of faith-based films in an industry where, again, it's not celebrated?
Right. I think it's wonderful. I think that it's very, very important. It's kind of like with different demographics. It's like people don't think about it. It's like we're all here. So it's kind of the same way that you'll see maybe like a predominantly African-American film or a predominantly Asian film, right? And then they do super well. And then they're like, oh, wow, this was really nice.
And people seem surprised.
They
seem
completely surprised.
Wow.
They seem completely surprised. And I feel the exact same way about faith and about faith-based things. We're here, we're all here, you know, and we all have stories to tell. And it's not a little bit of us, you know, it's a lot of us. And I think that it's really great to you know, pinpoint that demographic as well and include us in the conversation.
So let's talk about, you and I met on the set of Sinners Wanted.
Yes.
Tell us about the film. It's done very, very well and has received high reviews, especially at several independent film festivals. Yes. But tell us a little bit about the film, and then specifically your character, which I think is phenomenal in terms of how you became, you know, this woman. And you mentioned, you gave a little hint to it a few moments ago, but tell us about the character in the film.
Yes. So Sinners Wanted, it's basically a modern day on Jose and Gomer. And they did a fantastic job of really, you know, modernizing the film. It's something that anybody and everyone can relate to. And what's beautiful about this particular faith-based film is that it's kind of not just in that box, honestly. I think that anybody can see this, can see a character, and can find something that they can relate to. It's a film about love. It's a film about redemption. It's a film about judgment. It's a film about togetherness. It's really, really an amazing project. I play Ginger Gigi Clementine, who is a woman who is basically a product of her environment and her surroundings and a lot of trauma that she experienced as a child and trying to kind of navigate through that. She struggles with a lot of things. She struggles with addiction, prostitution. There are a lot of things that kind of plague her. And Leo, who plays the pastor, he sees something different in her, and is able to kind of bring that side out.
You starred in this film that was produced by the Jenkins brothers.
Yes.
Which their father is the pastor of the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden.
Yes.
So there's a lot of different elements in this. When you got the script, did you immediately know it was a yes?
Yes. I immediately knew it was a yes. I absolutely fell in love with the script. I fell in love with the story. I fell in love with Gigi. It was also very challenging because it's basically two characters in one. So there's Gigi, right, who is, you know, riddled with addiction and all these things. And then there's Ginger, who is the other side of that and who is everything that Gigi kind of always hoped was in there and that she could be. So they're completely different characters. So it was very fun and challenging to kind of go between both of these worlds.
You know, you brought up a good point about, you know, one thing about being a faith-based actor is that, you know, you are able to remove judgment, which is a biblical principle.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, especially in the Black church, but in several faith-based communities, it's hard to attract maybe people who don't have that same base or foundation, because the feeling is that, oh, the church is going to judge me.
Yes.
For
absolutely.
Either what I've done or what I'm doing.
Absolutely. And that's also what I really love about this film, because that's what it hits on. It hits on the fact that sometimes the church can kind of push away the people that they're actually supposed to be letting in. And that's the story that you get, because Gigi she's turned away and she's shunned. And the pastor is like, no, you know, sinners, that's what we need. That's who's supposed to be inside of the walls. And so I think that anyone coming to see this will maybe probably kind of take a step back and kind of look inward and say, okay, wow, you know what I mean? Maybe we need to do this. We need to do this differently.
There was something very interesting that I witnessed firsthand when I was on the set. You all prayed before your takes, and forgive me if I'm using the wrong verbiage. Lord knows, I don't know anything about Hollywood verbiage, but I think it's take is the right word.
Yeah.
You all prayed before you all did your take or started acting for the day.
We did.
And I don't believe this is your first film. How atypical is that? Is that typical? Have you been on sets before where prayer is embraced and welcomed?
So it kind of depends. This was collective. So we did. We prayed as an entire ensemble. We prayed before we started, and we prayed after we said cut for the day. I have on other sets, whether it was, I don't know necessarily that it was maybe the ensemble, mm-hmm. but maybe like a group of us mm-hmm. or individually mm-hmm. Something that we would do. But for this particular project, it was as an ensemble.
But you have a case here where it's coming from like the top
Absolutely.
Down. Like you have the director who, because he was leading the prayer.
Yes.
And we talked about, you know, very, very positive positive images, and we don't see a lot of that.
Yes.
What I think is interesting is that the premiere for this film is going to be happening at a church.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They want the masses to be able to see this. We took this around to different film festivals. We did Sundance. We did Pan-African. We did African-American Women in Cinema. So a lot of different audiences. And when I tell you the response, when people would come up to us afterwards, and I mean, I literally had women coming up to me saying, thank you so much. I am Gigi. I was Gigi. Mm-hmm. Like, it was absolutely remarkable. And with getting the script and reading it and knowing that it was, you know, had the potential to be powerful and to be amazing, but to actually see people, you know, who came, whose lives were touched by this, it was mind blowing.
Do you feel like your opportunity or even your roles are limited because of your Christian or faith background?
I don't think so yet. I've been honestly really, really blessed to kind of be aligned with things that are for me. I've also learned how to kind of speak up and voice those things. So if I get something and it says, you know, it's this scene or it's a sex scene or whatever it may be, I am very upfront and kind of vocal with my directors as far as what I'm comfortable with and the level that I'm comfortable with. And then either, you know, that works for both parties or it doesn't. And then I'm able to kind of make my decisions based on that.
What's your deal breaker? What is something that you will not do under any circumstances? It doesn't matter what or how many zeros or commas or after the check.
Sorry, guys, but all of this up under here, off limits.
No nude scenes.
I cannot do like full nudity and all of that. No.
What else?
It's a deal breaker.
Is that the only deal breaker?
That's
for example, there's a film, and I still to this day, I mean, I know a lot of people rave about the film. I've seen it a few times. I still feel like it's a very dark film, The Devil's Advocate. Would there be a topic that would cause you to say no? Or are there certain topics that are too dark for you to participate in?
There are some things that you kind of, you know, feel a little bit nervous about dipping and dabbling in, and especially because of the kind of methods that I use. So I try to, you know, I'm putting myself somewhere, or I'm trying to make this as truthful as possible. So I always see what my personal, you know, connection or relationship can be to whatever my character is going through. So I am a little, you know, careful about some of those things. But if there's a way that in not judging my character and breaking it down to the human components of it, that I feel like I can tell the story in a truthful way and give it justice, then I'm open. As long as that, again, you know, kind of doesn't compromise the
How would you describe DC's faith-based community? I mean, I grew up in the church, and right here in DC, I went to Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church with Bishop Alfred Owens and co-pastor Susie Owens. That's a church I grew up in, and I always felt like it was a family.
Yes.
Do you feel like, and we did things with other churches in the area, do you feel like that has kind of been lost or is coming back, or how would you describe the church community, especially in our area?
I don't know. I think it is a little different. So I grew up going to Southern Baptist Church with Pastor Charles H. Doom and Reverend Eleanor Doom. And it was a family. My family's from the South. They're from Virginia. And I remember going to church there as a little girl. Like, my grandfather literally built the church. So it was that type of environment. And the closest that I came to that feeling is probably still as a kid here, going to Southern Baptist. I don't know how much of it is still that kind of, you know, home because... I don't know. That's kind of, you know.
It's kind of transformed a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's bigger.
Right. Everything is bigger.
It's bigger now.
So what are you interested in crossing over? Or I'm always interested to, you know, even with like Christian and faith-based music artists, at some point, I wonder if you get to that point where it's like, okay, for me to go to the next level, I have to cross over. Do you feel that pressure? Like, for me to go to the next level, I have to venture out of this realm?
So it's one of those things that I kind of look at it a little bit differently. I don't look at it as as kind of two separate things. It's all open for me. Mm-hmm. Like, so I don't know if I'm, I guess, would already be considered crossed over because mm-hmm. everything that I do is not a faith-based film. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. the way that I approach everything that I do is mm-hmm. a ministry. Mm-hmm. Like, it's mm-hmm. to change someone's life. It's right. to impact.
Right.
So those stories to me don't really have, if that makes any sense, kind of like this box. Like, I don't feel like I'm just a faith-based actress. I'm an actress who is, you know, feel strongly about my faith and my morals and my values, and I just take that with me into any arena.
So Ashley, we have to ask you, like we ask everyone who comes in here, what's the good word, what's the jewels, the advice that you would give to folks who are listening or watching right now, especially people who are wanting to venture and dive into this Hollywood industry, yeah. but have this deep conviction about what that entails?
I will say that what is for you is for you, and that it is imperative that we recognize and pursue our passion and our purpose and know that God gave us this gift for a reason. Mm-hmm. And it's very important to take those gifts, share those gifts, and allow people to see him through those gifts. So I tell everybody, because I've known that I wanted to be an actress since I was 5 years old, okay? And I'm like, you're not crazy. I tell myself that all the time. I go back to little Ashley when she was 5 years old, you know, standing in the mirror and doing all this, you know. And it's like, you're right. You're not crazy. Mm-hmm. That feeling that you feel, that thing that kind of gets you up in the morning, that gets you going, it's real. Believe in it. Mm-hmm. Support it. Mm-hmm. You know, give it the same attention. Nurture it and help it to grow.